Let us commence our afternoon worship with hymn number 149. The tune is Howard 714. There is a friend who sticketh fast and keeps his love from first to last, and Jesus is his name. An earthly brother drops his hold. He's sometimes hot and sometimes cold, but Jesus is the same. He loves his people, great and small, and grasping hard embraces all. Nor will the soul apart, no tribulations which they feel, no foes on hell, no foes on earth or fiends of hell shall tear them from his heart.
Jesus.
Paul's epistle to the Romans, chapter 5, fifth chapter of the Romans. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope making not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when were we yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offence, so also is the free gift. For if through the offence of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. Not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offences unto justification. For if by one man's offence death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offence of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offence might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. May the Lord bless the reading of his word and help us now in prayer. O Lord, when we think of that free gift to poor unworthy sinners, in spite of all their deeds and actions, Lord, continually sinning in the flesh, but by the grace to be saved from that eternal banishment and punishment in outer darkness. Oh, we would hold fast to these truths, Lord, but cannot steal them or lay claim to them. until thy Spirit takes them and seals them upon our souls, that we might have the witness and seeing not of man, but of the Spirit. And so, Lord, we do pray and plead for the Spirit to lead us and guide us into all truth this afternoon and to apply it. We need concrete evidences, Lord, from on high, that thou hast saved us, thou hast eternally loved us, and still determined to save, in spite of our sins. And so we would desire to exhort Jesus, by the help of thy Spirit, to have a clear view of him, and faith to believe in the Word of God. Though in a pathway of tribulation, more or less, it might work, Lord, for us, by experience. And that we have this experimental religion, Lord, with things known and felt. We need to take the words of the Bible, which thou dost see suitable for us as individuals or collectively, that shall be applied. And that we can lay claim to something, Lord, of the witness and sealing of the Spirit through the preaching of the gospel, through, Lord, the reading of the word, maybe if it by thy will, through the experimental language of the hymn writer. Lord, do keep us faithful to thee, Lord, to thy word. And though, Lord, we may feel that the truths that we read or preach, Lord, go over our heads. Oh, do, Lord, we pray thee, bless the people. And stop their deaf ears, open their hearts to receive the truth. They, Lord, might be favoured to see and to believe in the Word of God, which applied is able to make them wise unto salvation. No matter how old or how young, that true favour that all thou dost impute to us, those precious promises that are yea and amen in Christ. Oh, we do long for realities, Lord. We long for the blessing of the Lord. And we long for thee to drive out the buyers and the sellers that get into us, Lord, and raise doubts and fears in our minds as whether we know anything of this religion. So, Lord, do come and overcome their unbelief. And bless us, Lord, with that faith to believe in thee, as we have been reading, the just shall live by faith. And we need thee, Lord, to confirm that thou art the author of our faith and the substance of it. And the end of it will bring us eternal life. But while we sojourn here below, Lord, fond of many trifling toys, Lord, that are perishing with the using. But, O Lord, while we're here below, that we might from time to time know what it is to receive a token, an evidence of thy love toward us. In spite of our sins and our iniquities, how great they are, but they're not beyond the limits of thy love. So, Lord, bind us together in the truth. We do pray thee here through the relay system at Ride. Bless the friends there, the young ones in particular. We care and concern for, Lord, in their schooling, that they might be helped, that they might be preserved from the devil's agents that may surround them at times. And, O Lord, we do pray that as they grow through their school years, that there is something real in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to become the one thing needful to their never-dying souls and the saving knowledge of him. O Lord, do not leave us to forsake thee, that we might truly, Lord, be favoured to realise that thou art in a moment able to take thy word and grant that witness within that we are born of God and they're their treasures above. Be with our family members that we have a concern over, Lord, wherever they might be. And do bring back prodigals, Lord, to Zion, to build again the broken walls of Jerusalem. Do be with those, Lord, in trouble amongst us, both here, Lord, and wherever our hearers are today. And do make their crooked things straight and their rough places plain, and their darkness light before them. O Lord, thou art able to do far more exceeding abundantly for us above what we can ask or even think, such is the infinite wisdom and help of God. Help us to trust thee then, Lord. Help us to look to thee continually and supply our need. And do deliver us, Lord, from our enemies. Or many enemies, Lord, against the truth, against religion. They want to destroy the Bibles. But Lord, thou alone art able to prevent them. Preserve unto us, Lord, these blessed truths of the Word of God, that those taken and applied by the Spirit are able to make us wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus. Do, Lord, keep alive thy name in the earth. Deliver us from those false religions, those dry doctrines that can never save. But take thy word and seal it upon our souls, that we might know the love of Christ. And we might know this friend to stick it closer than a brother, or is anything too hard for him to perform? As we even read this morning of Abram and Sarah. Oh, what a remarkable, Lord, that was the birth of Isaac. Oh, how great is thy mercy, how great is thy power to create a nation of followers of thee. Or do then, Lord, we pray thee, Jesus. Dear Jesus, send us help from on high now this afternoon to preach the gospel to dying sinners. And not unto us, but unto thy name be all the praise and all the glory due unto thee. So, Lord, do hear our prayers. Have mercy upon our governments. Do, Lord, overrule them in doing those things that are contradictory to thy holy mind and will for this nation's good. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts. Cause thy face to shine upon us, that we might be saved from our enemies, both within the land and with outside of the land, in this sin-stained world. We do beg of thee. And now what wait we for, Lord? Our hope is in thee. Do not leave us destitute. Do not leave us, Lord, without an hope, that thou hast gone before us, and that thy voice might be heard through the medium of the gospel, and that we might be made willing in the day of thy power to take heed to the divine instruction and teaching of the blessed cross of Christ, who we would see as suffered, bled, and died for the sins of thy people. Lord, do hear us in these things and do forgive our sins, as we ask it for Christ's sake alone. Amen. Let us further sing hymn 202, and the tune is Uzzah Well, 201. Now may the Lord reveal his face and teach our stammering tongues to make his sovereign reigning grace the subject of our songs. No sweeter subject can invite a sinner's heart to sing, or more display the glorious right of our exalted King.
Two.
Lord, may be pleased to help me. I would again prayerfully direct you to the chapter 4 of the Romans and reading verse 7, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. And it goes on to say, blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. When we think, dear friends, of how we are born in sin, shape and iniquity, in sin did our mothers conceive us. And yet here is pardon. Through the merits of the Son of God, all that we might value more, the saving knowledge of the dear Son of God. We say, we read here, where there is no law, there is no wrath of God upon us. But the law was given to judge us by our walk and our conduct, by those sins that we were conceived in, and how we do need that grace of God, which is the new birth, to create in us a clean heart, renew in us a right spirit, whereby we are looking to the Lord to say unto our souls, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. There's the drawing influence of the Spirit for you and me once you are quickened. There'll be a desire in your soul for the Lord Jesus to come right down where you are. We see the condescending love and the stooping of the Lord Jesus Christ to sinners in this wretched world. He did not have to save any, but it was the appointed will of God the Father. For we read, and it's a free will text, but not if we rightly view it, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that who should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And this is the secret, dear friends, of the Lord, which is with them that fear him. It's not, as we have said before, a slavish fear, but it is an exercise in your soul to know that all those sins that we're born in, conceived in, and all those sins that we committed, and all our iniquities need to be washed away, cleansed by the imputed righteousness of the Lord Jesus. These are basic matters, these are real matters. And we should not be light-hearted about it. We should not have a frothy, excitable religion. We should want deep down in our souls to be truly convinced that except we repent and believe, we shall die in our sins. And we hear some terrible tragedies in the world, but we cannot judge where those souls have gone. But we do know a little, according to God's promises, according to his sermons, that by their fruits you shall know them. And there seems to be so little fruit, dear friends, of repentance. So little fruit, dear friends, of a godly sorrow for sin. So little fruit and evidence is that we have that hunger and that thirst after righteousness. And we shall know as we journey on. And what we know not now, we should know hereafter. But Lord, we have to pray, Lord, do grant me the reality of having that faith of God's elect, to look to thee, to confess our sins, and to know that he has been the one that has stood in our room, place and stead to save us from our sins. You see, whatsoever is not faith is sin here upon the earth. A hideous monster is sin. And you see evidences of it, don't you? It's the way the world is going. But God is the just judge of the whole earth, and he will do right according to his sovereign will. And we need him to grant us that work of grace, to be born again, the born of the Spirit, to be given a desire in our soul to know him. We grow up in our youth, children in our youth, young men, and in middle-aged life too, men and women too, and we have our families. But what is that to thee? What is that to you and me, dear friends? Is it not the desire that we might have these iniquities blotted out as a thick cloud? As he says, return unto me, and I will heal thee. I will restore unto thee the joy of salvation. Since God's dear people fell by into sin, they cannot lift themselves out of it. And so whoever we are, we're guilty of sin. It's a hideous monster. And all creation groans through thee, pregnant calls of misery. But blessed, the blessing of the Lord is opposite to the curse of the Lord. Cursed is everyone that continueth not in the whole book of the law to do the things that contain therein. But blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven. And this is something that you and I will be made conscious of. You see, the good that you would do, that you do not, even that the good not is ever present with you. Such is the pathway. And if you read the Romans, you'll see very much the operation of the Spirit upon Paul, who was Saul of Tarsus, and was brought to realize the folly of his so-called religion. And so how vital it is with you and me to know these truths. The truth might be burnt into your soul to keep you as you meditate upon perhaps a word here and there that's been applied to your soul, and you ponder the path of your feet. And you see, I believe you will use the word of truth to seek the Lord, that he might be your guardian, your guide, and that friend that sticketh closer than the brother. Because, you see, blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. And how can he not impute sin upon you and me? By standing in your room, place, and stead before the broken law. And so we're condemned by the broken law. But there's no condemnation there in Christ Jesus, who walked not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Yes, you will have these temptations. You will have these trials. You will have this burden of sin. Because as we said, I think this morning, whatsoever is not faith is sin. But he has said, sin shall not have dominion over you if you are one of Christ. You're not under the law, which you stand guilty of breaking, but you're under grace. Oh, you know, you say, oh, to grace, a greater debtor, daily unconstrained to me, let that grace, Lord, like a fetter, bind my wandering soul to thee. It'll be, here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it from thy courts above. You drop a word into your soul. He will favour you and me to feel this, that when you look to find your sins, you cannot find them, because he has blotted them out as a thick cloud and says, return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. to know that your Redeemer liveth. Oh, how vital this is ere you die. Yes, you might sidestep into Bypath Meadow, but you see, he'll bring you back. He brings something into your life that makes you consider your ways and seek to follow in the footsteps of the flock of God. There's safety in the promises. Safety in Christ. Safety in what he has done, that he does not impute to you sin. Oh, blessed be the Lord if he's given you a touch or a token. Justified freely by his grace, through redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And so blessed are they. And look, it'll be tribulation, as we read this afternoon. These are they that come out of great tribulation and wash their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb, and they shall walk worthy in me, for I have chosen them. Yes, and in the furnace of affliction they've been chosen. Blessed is the Lord. And so we have to say to the Lord, why me? Why such a wretched me? I must forever lie in hell. We're not salvation free. It's without money. You can't buy at one step to heaven. Oh, how solemn it is, and yet how blessed. If the Lord has blessed your soul, delivered you from the curse of the broken law, blessed you with a little hope through mercy that you're following on to know the Lord. He said, ye shall know me. Ye shall know the truth, because I am the way, the truth. This is when he says, ye shall know me. Because he is the way, the truth, and the life, and all that the Father giveth him shall come to him. He says, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, I will give thee rest. You rest in the promises of the unending Christ. You rest in his love. Oh, we ponder that love, don't we? The love of Christ, rich and free, fixed on his own eternally. What a refuge. We read elsewhere, don't we, that he's, the Lord is as a tower, the righteous runneth into it and are saved. They are following on to know the Lord. Their safety is in Christ. Their safety is in the exceeding great and precious promises that he reveals to you through his word. As he says unto you and me, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I'm thy God. And we think of those poor things in the world that have no knowledge of the truth, that have no knowledge of eternity. They're weak, they're sickly, they're faint, and they know not anything about after death, the judgment seat. You've been favoured to know that, and we'll try you. It's to know where the case stands with your soul and mine. And you want to know this love of Christ, which is rich and free, fixed on his own eternally, fixed on you eternally, if he's revealed his love to you. Blessed be the Lord. And so therefore, that you will not stagger at the promise of God through unbelief, like Abram, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Impossibilities with you, but are possible with a performing God. So you go again. You go again, don't you, like one in the scripture, waiting for the rains to come. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew. Size of a little man's hand was the cloud, and it came. And we've experienced, haven't we, in Victoria, these great and heavy rains, as well as elsewhere in the country, when everything seemed to be so barren and dried up. We lose sight of the wonders, don't we, when we are in such, and we are people in government and in authority trying to say all about this climate change. They may be speaking the truth, but they don't realise that God is in control and will be. He's in control down to the minutest circumstance in our lives. It's open to his eye, and he will honour them that honour him. Or may we not lose sight of the almighty power of God, able to do these things for you and me, and this blessedness upon the man that fears his name and desires to have a closer walk with God, a calm heavenly frame, a light that shines upon the road that leads them to the Lamb. A Lamb slain before the foundation of the world for the sins of his people. Great mystery. But by faith you believe it. And it's all of his free and his sovereign grace. For it is by that grace you're saved through faith. And not of yourselves is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Oh, be very weary of works, dear friends. We know it says faith without works is dead, yes. But it's God that worketh, not you, not me. It's God that worketh in you, both the will and do of his good, will. He works in you both to do of his good will. And it works with faith that he's the author of. You'll be brought there, as he tells you, without me ye can do nothing. But blessed is this man. The blessing of the Lord enriches your soul and mine. If your ear and mind is brought at the doorpost and you'll pray for that. Oh, unstop my deaf ears, Lord. Loosen my stammering tongue, that I might speak of the wonders of thy redeeming love, that I might have a union and communion with thee from off the mercy seat. It's a good place to be. He draws you by the cords of man, by the bands of his love. There's no breaking up of this love, you know, like men and women break up, dear friends, their so-called love. Oh no, this is the love of God, once in him forever. Thus the eternal covenant stands of this love. Mine's an everlasting love, he says. There's no ifs or buts with the love of Christ and a poor sinner. And having loved his own that were in the world, he loved them to the end. And that's the love you and I can stand to, we can stand in it if it's been applied to our souls. Blessed mercy to know this everlasting love. And you're going to strengthen that meat for many days, or in early days, the sincere milk of the word that you might grow thereby. Your bosom glow with love for these precious truths that as applied make you wise unto salvation. And he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. As man and woman forsake one another for a mess of pottage or for the gold and the silver of this life. Lord, we want to love the Lord with heart and mind and soul, because he has blessed you with the iniquities are forgiven. And your sins are covered. Oh, this is the greatest gift you can have. Sin be pardoned. Iniquity is forsaken. And you're not forsaken. Blotted them out as a thick cloud. And says, return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. I know we may repeat these sayings, but you see, it's so real. To know your Redeemer liveth and will stand at the latter day upon the earth to receive your spirit into heaven itself. Start a new life in a never-ending eternity in singing God is love. True love is more than notion, it's known and felt in our souls. And you can't create it, but He creates in you a clean heart and renews a right spirit in it. And you savour this love. Your bosom glows with this love. And you're gone, you are rejoicing. This is the day the Lord has. The day the Lord has made, we will be glad and rejoice in it. Glad and rejoice in the gospel. Glad and rejoice to be able to gather together on His day and gather round His word, lose sight of sinners. And may preach, dear friends, the gospel according to the truth. But it's your soul. You shall surely be winners, He says, of the truth as He applies it. You win Christ and be found in Him, not having your own righteousness, which is of the law. But that righteousness through the blessed comfort and hope of the glorious gospel of Christ. What a refuge then. The gospel makes known. It's found in the merits of Jesus alone. And He bids you come. He draws you. Irresistible grace draws you to follow Him. His track I see and I'll pursue the narrow way to Him I view. Not seen now, but seen by the eye of faith through the lattice of the gospel. You won't stagger at the promises, even like Abraham. But Abraham's such a great man. He's no greater than you and me if we're called by grace, friends. Because he's Abraham and you as all that the Father giveth. He said, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. So it's God's chosen people that we live to show forth His praise. Not of him that willeth it, but God alone that draws by the cords of man, by the bands of His love. And so, you see, there'll be a performance of these things in your life and mine. It's by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. We yield obedience to His law. What a mercy. And this faith is by grace. The unmerited mercy and favour of God to your poor soul. Jesus then, my friend, that hung on the tree, that opened the channel of mercy. That's a new channel. A channel, dear friends, of mercy. And mercy is welcome need, indeed, to sinners in distress. You will feel very tempted and tried when the Lord starts to deal with you. You begin to wonder where the sin will end. But if He's begun that good work in your soul, He will continue it. And He will exercise you in it. And your truth will be burnt into your very soul. And you'll look back and reflect upon those times, and those sweet moments, when He applied a word to your soul. He might say to you, my presence shall go with thee in the world, guiding you, directing you, protecting you, preserving you, keeping you from harm, from the devil's agents. You might shine as lights in the world. Bless you if you do, because there'll be something secret working in your soul, both the will and the will of His good pleasure, even though you're amongst dear friends, many of the devil's agents around you. But He'll make you honest, and He'll keep you honest, and He'll keep you upright, and He'll preserve you, and He'll supply every need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. All them that honour me, I will honour. They that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. This is the work of grace, not in you, not in your will and your good pleasure, but by God's grace. He makes you willing. He keeps you in that straight and that narrow line, living honestly and uprightly before mankind. And you'll be steadfast, as grace is given, and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Oh, may you ever be kept honourable in your walk and conduct. Keep you unspotted in this present evil world. Dependence wholly upon God. He says, thy whole dependence on me fixed, no entertain a thought, thy worthless schemes of mind and makes, but to seek the Lord's will, to seek his divine guidance, uphold him by thy spirit, and show you now his way. Yes, in the world, but not of it. This is how we look to the Lord to deal gently and wisely with us, that our footsteps might be ordered by the Lord. Because you see, you hate sin, and you will pray to be kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed the last time. Because David said and described it in that 32nd Psalm, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are forgiven, because he had his sins pardoned. And to have your sins pardoned is the most blessed thing that you and I can ever have. You may have to wait long for it, but the time is set to heal up your woes. The season most fit is love to disclose. And he does say, tarry ye here in the city of Jerusalem, that is a place where his honour dwelleth, where we speak of the new Jerusalem, that new heaven and earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. We speak of that Jerusalem here below, where Jesus was truly working and preaching the gospel, and they said, away with him, crucify him. But the sons and daughters of God knew what it was to prove that the Lord Jesus said that, why are ye so sad when ye walk along this road? Because they did not realize that it was appointed for Jesus Christ to lay down his life for his friends. And so, even the day and age that we live in, he says to you and me, if ye love me, keep my commandments. But my commandments are not grievous, but they're God-honoring. And blessed be the sons and daughters of God who know what it is to prove that he has blotted out my sins and my transgressions, and he has truly taught me to number my days, to apply my heart unto wisdom, to observe these things through the scripture and in my walk and my conduct, as he sets before you an open door and no man can shut it. And if he shuts a door, no man can open it. And so we put our trust in the Lord and ask their waiters on with our faces to the world, that we might yet get the victory over this body of sin and death through the merits of Jesus. Another refuge have I none, hangs my helpless soul on thee. Leave me not alone, still support and comfort thee. For blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. May we be favoured and privileged to know it in due time, if it be his will, as we ask his favour upon the day's services and the pardon of all amiss for Christ's sake. Amen. Let us conclude with hymn 107. The tune is Southwell 239. How high a privilege it is to know our sins are all forgiven, to bear about this pledge below, this special grant of heaven, to look on this when sunk in fears, while each repeated sight, like some reviving cordial, cheers and makes temptations light. Mm-hmm. 107. Mm-hmm. grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each. Amen.